بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك حمد الرضا بحكمك اليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin our program with our sincere dua, tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus, and we our deep sympathy and sincere dua to our respected brother Muhsin, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant his brother a good place in the Qabr and Akhirah. May Allah grant the family of Marhum Sabr and Ajr. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala use the sickness of the Marhum as a shafa'at and intercession from the Azab of Qabr and Hisab on the Day of Qiyam. Ameen thumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wa sakinu fil Jannah. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant Sabr to all the families of Marhumin inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, once again, we say shukran for all your following and all that SMS and WhatsApp you send it to me. And shukran jazeera on your behalf. I'd like to thank my sound engineer tonight. And I'd like to just to begin my program with a response to our respected brother, the one who sent a long message to me. And he's regretting that he was very aggressive to his father. And the father passed away. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who got a problem with their parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the regret of the brother and the tawbah of the brother. But we fully aware that whatever you respond to your father is counted in the eyes of Allah as a sin or as a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say in Quran, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged me and you to be kind to our parents. But subhanAllah, because Allah is Ghafur Rahim, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows what is inside our heart, we got a nice ayah. I have to give it to this brother. Maybe he can feel good. And warning for those who are a bit aggressive and cruel to their parents or unkind to their parents. See now how much regret the brother, and he can't get his father now to tell him sorry, but unfortunately he said sorry after his father left this world. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. This ayah is very special ayah, and also hope for such case like this. Allah تبارك وتعالى said on this ayah that Allah is fully aware on what was inside your heart when you are having that dispute with your parents. And if you are obedient to Allah and regretting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, indeed Allah will accept that repenting. Awabin, it means the one who regret and return to Allah. And ghafura, ghafura, it means you won't be questioned about that type of sin. For those who did have the dispute with no intention to harm the father, who deliberately want to be unkind to his parents. Again, we have to remind our listeners that don't put yourself on that risky case and begging to have forgiveness from your parents. Be kind to your parents. And this ayah is for those who already got a problem on their marhumin. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put in consideration that you did not mean to harm your father. It's just a daily conversation or chatting. That's why we said to the brothers and sisters, be careful when you deal with your parents, because it is a major sin. When you have any type of uquq, disobedience to your parents, it is a major sin. It's not a dispute. It's not a family conflict. It is a major sin. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive all of us for any shortcoming or any word or any act we done it to our parents. Oh Allah, we did not mean it. Oh Allah, we do admit that we did do wrong to our parents, Ya Allah. Practice and give us the ajr of this ayah. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Oh Allah, we did not mean to be unkind to our parents. Oh Allah, accept our tawbah and accept our returning to you, inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, our home, family matter. Our home, the house of the Muslim. This surah in Quran is called Surah Al-Hujurat. We have to get home. All the makhlukat, all the creation of Allah got home. The birds on the tree, the animals on the jungle, spiders, they call it Baytul Ankabut, ants, peas. We got Baytul Ma'mur. We got the house of Allah. So we understand that the only way we can safeguard our iman when we have a proper house, or I mean a proper family. When we talk about house, I don't mean only the building or the walls. I'm talking about many things in our house. Place. You must choose the area. Choose the neighbors. How far you are from the masajid, madaris, halal food, environment, taqwa, hidayah. That is counted in our home. When you choose the house, they call it makan. And now we have to look at the makin. Makin, it means that building you live in. Where is the bathroom? How do people mix? How is the sitting room and lounge? Where is it, that side? Is it Islamic or not? Is that house? The visitor got his place and the people of the house got their own separate place. Or this house is un-Islamic design or designed out of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After you choose the place, makan and makin, you have to find out and you discuss those who stay on this house. The resident. Are these people mahram to one another? How is the relationship between the people of the house? How the visitor come and how the people deal with the visitor? And how the relationship between the people who are mahram for you and the one who's not mahram? And then we count and we consider the father of the house. Father of the house, is he that the right person that lady decided to live and complete her life with that person? And we go for the mother, that lady in the house, the first madrasa we attend. The mother who's counting her marriage as a ibadah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Grandfather, grandmother, how they deal with the children and grandchildren. And then family, relatives, uncles, aunts. Visitor of the house, those who are entering our house, those who are eating our food, are they bringing hidayah and taqwa with them, or are they coming to make corruption and causing fasad in our house? The children in the house, the amanat which Allah gave it to us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the beautiful sharia. It's amazing sharia, that how you build, how you live, how you talk, how you deal with your neighbors, how you bring up your children. Surah Luqman, I think we have to teach it to each and every father and mother or the teacher. Creating a role model for our children. Making our house is the house of peace, house of rest, house of comfort. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بِيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Sakanat means calmness, peace, rest. We're getting tired outside of the house. We need to rest in our house. Our wives, husbands, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. To have a shelter in your house. To run to your house, not running away from home. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he got the wahi and Jibreel, he ran to the house. Zammiluni, zammiluni, was said in the house, not in the mosque, not in the uncle's house or in a friend's house. He ran to Khadija. Cover me, is not only literally cover, comfort me, and she did. She did cover him and entertain him. Brother and sister in Islam, you have to agree with me that life of the, out of the house, it's a jungle. It's a fight. And our home must be the solution of that fight outside. If your son left the house, if your husband don't like the house and run from the house to the places out of the house, you must know that there is error on this house. So, watch and ask yourself, why my husband, why my daughters, my children like to leave the house and go out of the house? And what's wrong? Because Allah said it's home, rest, comfort, peace. And why our children find peace out of the house or rest out of the house? There is error. There is a problem in our life. And now we got people, they call them homesick. They love to be in the house. Many women, they enjoy the house. So the problem and error in our deen, because some people leave the house to go to places which no deen, or some people come inside our house with no deen. So the fitna, the problem, is to let the people leave the house, or to bring the wrong people to your house. And you will hear so many stories about those who came to the house, those who left their home. All of us, we admire our home. We love our home. Not because of the building and rooms and the rest. No. It's a home. Home. All of us, we longing to our home, which we born on it. Our hometown. We longing and missing our childhood, with that food of our mothers, with the smell of the bread of our mother, or the first room we grow up in, we longing to the street and our community, our madrasa which we grow, and the street and friends and classmates, even that our market or bazaar, brothers and sisters in Islam, people, if they don't appreciate the first home, or the home which you grow up, there's no khair on them. People live in city, leave the village, and they forgot the village, they don't visit the village. We're telling them, you know what, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a Nabi, but he was proud that he's a Nabi al-Makki. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he completed his life in Medina. But we say Muhammad al-Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Makki, al-Qurashi. And then we know that Suhaib al-Rumi, Salman al-Farisi, Imam al-Bukhari, there's nothing wrong when you refer yourself to the village or the street or the community which we grow up on it. But to forget your hometown and the place where you spend in your childhood, no. You will come back even if you are mayyit. That's why in Islam, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, nowadays, they're stressing and calling the ummah to return back to the family system. Family system, because there's no way to have a happy life or a security in your community if you don't have security at home. It's the atom of the society, the home and family. That's why in many countries they make ministry of homes and family. They put up that because Western people, they say go back to the family system. Any society neglect the right of the family, it's already lost. Because we get our akhlaq from home, conduct, habit, love and hatred, we get it at home. Why we say that? Because we heard so many stories about the children leave home, go to the friend's house, no problem, but must be under the sober vision and the control of parents. Our children are amana. Our children are the a'mal of us. We know the children, our community is amanan each and every Muslim. Our children could be our own children, or the children who live around us. Could be a teacher, or uncle, or brother, or imam, or neighbors, or someone in the community. You have to keep an eye on our children. And we got our biological children, which is very important. We do believe that in the day of Qiyamah, our children will stand against us, complain us to Allah, and said, ضيعتني ضيعك الله. You make me lost my آخرة, may Allah make you lose your آخرة. Brother and sister in Islam, my message tonight for those who neglect their children, they don't care their care of their children, those who violate the right of the children, those who abuse the children, those who did not take on their consideration that our children are the amanat, it will be amanat in the day of Qiyamah, will be responsibility in dunya and akhirah. And why we say that? Because we have a terrible parents. They don't understand that he think that it's enough that he got the children. I'm a father because I am the father of that child. No. Because cockroaches got children also. Birds and animals, they got children. It's not a great thing to have a child. The great thing, when you bring up the child, undeen, introduce a salih insan, Muslim, to the masjid, and present to the ummah a very good sadaqah jariyah, come from you, you gave it to the ummah. As the family gave the ummah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam al-Bukhari, Sahaba, Ulama, Huffaz, yes, this is the fruit of the family, this is the children where we can be proud of them on the day of Qiyamah. Brother and sister in Islam, my message tonight for you, that if you have a child around you, your own, or the child of someone else, you are not free from that fully responsible of act in dunya and akhirah. My message tonight for those who physically abuse their children, teaching the children bad thing, leave the children for drugs, and he said, no, hidayah is from Allah. Yes, hidayah from Allah through you. You cannot leave your child in the hand of someone else by claiming that you are busy running after rizq or chasing the money. Brother and sister in Islam, why do our children run for drugs and haram? Because we left them. Impossible to have a salih child without tarbiyah, without creating a role model for him in your life. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, one man came to complain his son, oh Umar, my son is very bad. Sayyidina Umar called the boy, say, Umar, the boy said, Umar, don't shout and hit me. Let me tell you. My father, he neglect me. He married my mother, and my mother has no deen at all. My mother is the one who taught me all the wrong thing. And my mother is a fire worshiper. And the children are mocking and teasing me in the street that your mother is a bad mother. So that was one reason why I'm not good. And that's why Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said, تَخَيَّرُوا لِنُطَفِكُمْ. Choose for your offspring. You can't just marry anyone. You must put in consideration, this lady will be a good mother, good grandmother, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, or not. Very difficult for us to find our mother off on the line of deen, out of that fall of deen. Very hard. Very, very big shame and disgrace when the people complain the mother of someone. And the boy said to Umar, oh Umar, my father did not choose good name for me. Now when we talk on Radio Islamia, that please when you have baby, or someone asks you about the name, you must fear Allah when you choose the name of the child. Because name does affect the person. Your name leaves some effect on you. Nabi Muhammad ﷺ did change many names of Sahaba, names of the camel, names of the road, names of the city. He changed the name of Yathrib, he make it Madinatul Munawwar. That boy said, Umar, my father gave me a name, Ju'ra. What is Ju'ra? You know what Ju'ra? That cockroach. How come you give a name like this? And we have to fight here on radio tonight. My engineer is laughing. I just want to tell you something. Not every name, when it sounds nice, you give it to your son. You must think about the spelling of the name, how the people will call him, how the children are going to mock him on a school or in the street. Find a nice name for your children so that you don't leave a bad deed for your child after you left. Cockroach, you see us? How come you give your child like this? Ju'aran. And then he said, oh Umar, my father never ever mentioned Allah in front of me, or Salah in front of me, or Quran in front of me. Sayyidina Umar said, oh man, you disobey your son before your son disobey you. It means you are a very bad father. That's why we appeal to our mothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah and your children. You must leave your child in a good condition of deen and dunya after you leave. Many people, they are killing their children, but they don't feel it. Killing, when I say killing physically or spiritually. When you disrespect your son or your daughter in front of her friends, when you deal with your son that you are the man of favor, you're doing him sadaqah, my son is collecting the charity from me, I'm the one who bought for you this, I am the one who give you this, you have to, because Allah gave you this amanat, that money you have is not for you, it's for your children. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقِ. Do not kill your children because you fear poverty. By making a potion, I don't know when the person committing zina, and then that girl fall pregnant, and then they want to kill the baby to do that potion. So we ask him, we say, no, shame. The child is shame or the act is shame? And how come the child did not commit zina, and he must pay the price of the pleasure of someone else? That you committing a murder, Allah will resurrect you in the day of Qiyamah as a killer. So do not kill your children because of the shame, because of you fear poverty. When I say killing the children out of the fear of poverty, parents are very stingy. Don't want to spend on the children. The child is very sick. And he said, no, Sheikh, we read Surah Yasin. He said, oh, my friend, we read Surah Yasin in the hospital, inshallah. He said, no, make dua. We'll give him, inshallah, one banana. You say, my friend, the tooth of your child is swallow and is very bad. Take your child to the dentist. He said, no, we'll make dua. La hawla wala. We'll make dua there by the clinic. People don't want to spend on the children. And they say, my children eating so much. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Let the children eat. Fill the eyes of the child with the food. You never know that you're going to feed these children after that or not. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيِّعَ مَنْ يَقُوتُ. It's enough sin for the person when you make those who depend on you get lost. You deprive them from the ni'mat of Allah. Let the children eat. Let your daughter eat in your house. Don't count the food of the children is a rizq from Allah. You will be rewarded for that. You don't know that this girl will eat that food later on or not. Let the child taste the ni'mat of Allah. Stop complaining that your children are eating so much. Look at the animal. See how the animal sacrifice and give the food and the best food for the babies first. Why I'm saying that? Because I did see in my life that many girls, after married, they come home to daddy's house as a guest, as a beggar. They don't love them like before. They don't give them the care like before because she married someone else. And after marriage, she come back and find her daughter, a sister-in-law, controlling the house. She's unable to eat in her father's house. And her brothers and all the family treating the child as a child of someone else. And physically abuse the children, don't give them a good welcome, become unwelcome guest. Wallahi, our daughters, still our daughters, even after married. Do not throw her on the house where she's suffering there, and you just say it's her taqdeer, who let her struggle. Brother and sister in Islam, I have to repeat that one. Our daughters who married, they don't have a full care. We neglect them. Every Eid and every Ramadan, you give them some. And sometimes you invite, I got some messages here in front of me. women and ladies are crying because father neglect them, don't want to invite them. They cut off from their daughters totally. I'm not saying all, but some cases like that. Brother and sister in Islam, let us come back to the deen of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach your children the deen, salah, Quran. Teach your children the respect. Respect them. We know that Allah called some people abrar. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. This abrar, many mufassirin said that they were very kind to their children and the children were very kind to them. That's why they call them abrar, come from the Arabic word birrul walidain. Teach the children the absolute and the correct aqidah, they believe. Our children nowadays, you don't know where they're going to. Many people fall on bid'ah. Many people don't understand the fight now and the war now between the du'a and the sheikhs and alim and that musibah is called internet and media. Our children are reading and listening to someone else. So why can't we make initiative or some program for the children to give them the injection of aqidah? Well, never hesitate when he heard someone give some wrong thought about Islam or propaganda against Islam. Teach your children the absolute aqidah about kitab and sunnah. Our deen got one copy, doesn't have many copies. Brother and sister in Islam, let us spend on our children halal money. Don't feed your child haram. Let us give our children the greatest ibadah, which is called justice amongst the children. It's very painful feeling when the child got a feeling that father is unfair. Sometimes the child is wrong, but the father show him that he's unfair in his lifetime, and sometimes after death, he discovered that the father was favoring this one, inheritance. You got some problem after you die because you were not fair to your children. Teach the children something is called halal and haram. Don't let the child confuse between the halal and haram. Haram is haram, halal is halal. Al halal ubayyin, wal haram ubayyin. Why are you leaving your children on the crossroad? You don't know if this one is halal or not. Teach the children that you love them. And sometimes we become cruel to gain love. So rahma is for the children and also justice is for the children. Join the generation together. Let the people sit and talk and respect the mind and the thought of the children, especially the teenagers. You know the teenagers, they're suffering a lot in our community. Sometimes you deal with him as a child. Or sometimes you think that he's an adult or a full man. So now, this child is confused now. Must he act like a child or must he act like an adult? Teach your children that Deenul Islam is the deen of knowledge, science, fact. Not the deen of sober vision or the superstition or the deen of stories. That unreal thing. Our deen based on knowledge, science, belief, aqidah, iqra. We don't based on culture, on custom. Teach the children that the adult at the scale of society, we call it scale of society, balancing the society. Let them respect the elders. Teach the children family ties. Family ties. All our relatives is part of deen. Once you have error with your family members, you have error with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Teach the children, neighbors. Neighbors, they got right on us. We have to look after neighbors, Muslim and non-Muslim. Teach the children how to sacrifice. Never ever allow your child to be selfish, greedy. Let the children share. That is our big problem when the child see the father and uncle fighting. So how are you going to share with his brother? Show the children that the masjid, the mosque, is the only way to solve your problem. Not the club, not the mall, not the cinema, not the social media. bring the children to the mosque, let the children know that the masjid is a solution. Brother and sister in Islam, the main thing when we gain the heart of our children, respected dialogue and conversation. Stop screaming, stop being dictator in the house. The children nowadays is not like our childhood. They know. The children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them some common sense and some hikmah sometimes. Teach the children how to build their body. Don't let the child act like you. Let him join the sport. Let him build his body for the sake of Allah. Nowadays, I don't know what happened to our children. They're acting old. They're acting old. Now they're wearing glasses. They're eating little food. They got some sickness nowadays. His grandfather's not wearing glasses. Complaining the teeth. Complaining the sickness. His grandfather doesn't have that sickness. What's wrong? Because that lifestyle, that way of life, causing a problem to our child. Let the children believe that we love them, and all that comment which we give it to them, or that fight and complain, is for their sake, not against them. Leave for your child something to live and survive. Leave some inheritance for your children. Leave a good name so that he can be proud of you after you leave this world. Leave knowledge. Leave a reputation and a good name in the community so that children can be proud of that. May Allah make it easy for all our parents to be like that. Now I'd like to remind our listeners, the one who's talking about hitting the children. I don't know, he put for me some ayah there and some hadith there in front of me. That, my friend, I want to tell you something. The word is called daraba. Daraba means beat, hit. You got so many tafsir now and ta'wila. You got duribat alayhimu dhilla. Allah strike the disgrace for some people of the book. Daraba Allahu mathalan. Allah gave example. So if you want to take it as a hiding, physical hiding, I'd like to remind you that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never beat any child. So if you just want to follow his footsteps. He never beat and hit a woman, ever. He never hit a slave or workers, ever. So what do you want to, that friend is sending that message and want me to put that comment. So there is nothing, it's called in the seerah, or in the life, a style of Nabi, that he did hit a child, or hit a slave, or hit a wife, ever. Because we have something is permissible, but our Nabi never practiced it. And he didn't like to practice it. For example, divorce. Divorce sometimes is halal. But our Nabi never divorced any wife. So now you're talking about beating the children. Impossible. Okay, let's go to how the ulama look at this the beating and hitting the children. Number one, impossible to hit the child. If you agree that you're going to hit your child, which is not allowed legally, in according to the law of the country, you hit your child, you're in the trouble. You're in the trouble. You'll be arrested. Never mind that the punishment of Allah. Impossible to hit the child who's under the age of 11. Impossible. Impossible. Impossible to beat the child who's above 14. That is a crime in Islam. Impossible to beat the child while you are angry. That is not that one you want to talk about. It's not our discussion. While you are angry, you can't hit. You must wait till you cool down. And then, impossible to beat the child in front of the people or his friend. Must be on a closed door. Impossible to beat the child if you don't have intention to maintain his attitude. Your niyat is not to give him penalty, or to take out that anger of you on the child. No, you need it. Impossible to hit the child for any mistake, not for specific mistake. We mean salah. And then, it's not that bad. You hit with a miswak. Miswak, it means 10 centimeters. When you hold that stick of 10 centimeters, how many centimeters left? Holding that miswak just to frighten the child, not to beat him. If you want to hit, not anywhere on the body. Not anywhere. 3 times, between one and the other, time for the child to cool down. Ya Allah. Then, it's not on any part of the body. It's on the shoulder. It's for some a real mistake. Not the way you count it as a mistake. Islamic mistake. Not the way you count it as a mistake. Go fetch water. No, you hit him. No, no, that is not Islamic mistake. Then, you must make sure that the child was wrong. If you agree that you're going to hit your child, that which is not allowed. And then, punishment must suit the crime. You can't hit him with the shoes and the belt and a piece of wood. That is torturing. The police will arrest you. And then, look at the Islamic law. Look at the Islamic law. If the child just mentioned the name of Allah by anyhow, you have to stop immediately. If you said, Wallahi, Billahi, Abdullah, any name of Allah, that boy utter, you have to stop. I don't know which one can manage to do this. It's not, you're not free to beat your child. You're not fully free. If you do that out of that rules, you did abuse the child. Police will arrest you and Allah will arrest you. Brother and sister in Islam, let us come back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deal with our children with love and muhabbah. Let us gain the heart of the child. Let us let the child come and regret and apologize with no hiding. Don't teach a child that you are a dictator or you the one who hate him and dislike him. Brother and sister in Islam, the children is amanat, is a trust. We have to introduce to our community a clean child. That's why when we bring the sunnah and the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll never heard any type of uquq or disobedience or that violence in the house. The boy beat his mother, or the boy hit the father, or was very cruel to his father. There is a reason for that. Reason from home, or there is a cause from out of the house. We never know. Many of the people, you say, why my child like this? I don't know. I never done that to my father. My friend, you are not the only one who play role in your life, your son's life. There are so many people affect and influence your children. Media, school, streets, friends, cousins, you, mother, the genetic of the child, it's not easy. That's why we said the mother is the first madrasa, because it's easy to build a house, but it's not easy to bring people salih in the house, to build a human being. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 23 years to build a human being, to show us how to build the insan. Brother and sister in Islam, let us make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. O Allah, grant our children hidayah. O Allah, make it easy for our child to understand that we love them. We are there for them. We are in this dunya to bring the children according the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are sacrificing their life for the cause of the children. We see in our community many sacrifices. People are getting a hard job. People are dying to make money to feed their children. May Allah grant them rizq and halal. Really, we do appreciate the effort of great mothers and fathers who are sacrificing a lot and feeling the pain of these children for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ مَا لَا يَغْفِرُهَا إِلَّا الْهَمُّ لِلْعِيَالِ. There are some sin only forgiving because of that stress of the children. My son failed in the school. He's outside. He's late. My son is sick. My son is smoking. I got this. I got that. All that pain and that struggle is kafara. Is a tawbah. Allah will appreciate that. And we did see in our life many ulama with the production of women. Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa. All the women gave the community a great people. And we still remember the first lesson our mother gave it to us, first akhlaq and manner. Brother and sister in Islam, Allah made qasam with the father and children. وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ. Let's teach our children that the future of Islam on them, based on them. 70% of the ummah are children. Youth, young people. Surah Al-Kahf, that boys on the cave, they were underage. They were not baligh. But Allah mentioned them because once you build the children and you bring up the children on deen, we can feel that our Islam and the future of Islam is secure. Brother and sister Islam, let us make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant hidayah to parents and grant hidayah to the children, inshaAllah. I'd like to invite our brothers and sisters to read kitab about the Sahaba, that Hayatu Sahaba, and you find out about the youth, like Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd, when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar when he was young, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. If the children read this seerah and the life story of these people, they will get something they're missing. We get the role model and the example. They will get the deen. And if you read the seerah and you see the life story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll see how great relation between Nabi and the youth, young people. No gap at all. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the youth used to come to him, not running away from him. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did put in consideration that youth, the young boys, unmarried, is facing a challenge. And that challenge, if our Nabi put it in consideration, what about me and you? Make dua for those children who involve on drugs, those who out of the fall of hidayah. Oh Allah, bring our children back to masajid. Oh Allah, bring our children back to the love of the parents. Oh Allah, safeguard our children from the fitna. Oh Allah, we spent so many years to maintain the life of these children. Oh Allah, don't make our life with the children a waste. Oh Allah, let our children become sadaqah jariyah for us. Oh Allah, accept the dua of the ummah to our children. Oh Allah, grant our children deen and make it easy for them to practice the deen. Oh Allah, we are not perfect parents, but you are perfect Allah, and you left for us a perfect Quran. Grant our children the muhabba of Quran. Oh Allah, let the children admire going to the masajid on salawat. Ya Allah, show them the sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, the challenge and that heavy test of you is so severe to our children. Make it easy for them to pass that test of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, grant our children the shade of you in the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, make it easy for our children to copy the life of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, grant the rizq of our children halal, tayyib. Oh Allah, make our children like the children of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, increasing his iman. Oh Allah, we're getting old and our means getting weak. Oh Allah, we ask you to maintain the life of our children. Oh Allah, do not let our children become bad deeds after we leave this dunya. Oh Allah, grant our children the love of Quran, the love of the ummah, the love of khair and barakah. Oh Allah, maintain the heart of our children to listen to us and to believe that we love them and we worry about them. Oh Allah, make it easy for all our children to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, the fitna is so severe. Oh Allah, safeguard our children from the fitna dunya and fitnatul mamat. Oh Allah, make our children become a lover of Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah. Oh Allah, let our children are the generation of victory, nasr. Oh Allah, grant them rizqan halal, tayyib, and make it easy for them to be a fruitful children in the community. Oh Allah, grant them the trust of you. Oh Allah, practice Oh, make it easy for them to practice the deen and become example, inshallah. Oh Allah, let the heart of our children attach to masajid. Oh Allah, make it easy for our children to carry the amanat and the taqwa of the ummah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our dua for our children, inshallah. And before we end our program, I'd like to thank our respected listeners, Muhammad Amin. Jazakallah for your comment. And I'm very proud of my listeners when they inspire us with some topic. And I'm very glad. May Allah reward them. And we do see that the people listening to Radio Islam and take it as a madrasa. I'm very proud. May Allah reward all our friends here on Radio Islam. Because many people are listening and to take hidayah from this radio. My respected brother, the greatest ibadah. The greatest ibadah is to let the people love you. Love you for the sake of Allah. Love you for the sake of Allah. Try to lose that kibr, the arrogance and pride, and gain the heart of the people. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 40 years, he was keen and trying to gain the heart of the people. The greatest ibadah, when you become welcomed in the community and society, and you become tayyib. You know what is tayyib? Unharmful. Unharmful by anyhow. The greatest ibadah, that ibadah which you let you make it easy for your children to love you, and to let your wife and your family love you, and you become welcome person in the family. Don't be the enemy of Allah and enemy of the people. We need the people. We need the people's dua. We need the people's in our qabr. We need the people in akhirah for shafa'at. You can't go Jannah alone. We need the people with you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring the heart of the ummah together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the heart of the Muslim. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use the Muslim people as a good example in front of the non-Muslim. Brother and sister in Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to practice the deen and practice what we are saying. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our ulama and our parents and those who implement the deen in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and everyone who encourage you and I to follow the deen of Allah and to hold the robe of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah reward our ulama, huffaz, qurra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every Muslim who practice the sunnah and showing the role model and the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah reward each and every woman who's wearing hijab and showing the Islamic identity in that place or the non-Muslim place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every business person or the person who spent for the sake of Allah. Oh Allah, these people, they got ghirat. They have that care and concern about deen. Grant them rizq halal tayyib. Make each and every Muslim gain the halal rizq. Oh Allah, do not let any Muslim muhtaj or needy to the non-Muslim. Oh Allah, grant the Muslim izzah and honor and dignity. Oh Allah, if we don't have hidayah, oh Allah, shower us with hidayah and tawfiq inshallah. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman. أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. شكرا جزيلا. Till we see you inshallah next week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.